Okay, recording's on. And as typical, I have nothing planned. Okay. I don't have an agenda. I haven't reached any major milestone in the last week. But as also typical, we'll probably still fill an hour. We'll see how we do. Maybe not. That's okay with me. So how have we been this week? What's the report from various parts of the world?
I was completely off. So
you're completely off. Okay. So it's like nothing. That's totally fine. Were you one of the ones carrying the Olympic torch this week?
You were
off, yes, right?
No, but actually not. Yeah.
Not.
No.
Okay. So I assume that means we are having an Olympics this year then. Right?
I think so.
Tokyo is like, okay, yeah, we're doing this.
Yeah.
Maybe no spectators, only athletes, maybe.
Yeah. Only Japanese athletes.
Hold on, wait. I think I sense a plan. Hopefully it goes well. My oldest daughter is very much attuned to the gymnastics side of Olympics. Right.
Yeah.
She was very, very disappointed that it didn't happen last year and is very excited for this year. So hopefully it goes well. And so hopefully you enjoyed your week away. You had a good time.
Yeah. I just come back to the Tokyo just a few hours ago.
Okay. Well, we don't need to spend too long. If you want to just log off, relax, that's totally fine. So what time is it right now in Tokyo?
11:40.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Yeah. All right.
So I did nothing, but I wanted to mention to the I have no issue from you about the ASD. So you report some problem, some issue, import stuff with. So.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no recording.
I mean, you raise no issue.
I'm afraid. No, maybe I put it in the wrong repo or something. Oh no.
Yeah, I noticed.
Hold on just a second. It's definitely not in your repo.
Yeah.
Oh goodness. Okay. I will have to find out where I did that.
You did somewhere else, right?
Maybe in some random repo somewhere, I have caused someone some consternation. Yeah. I wonder if I did it in the specification one. Ah, let's see. Nope. All right, I'll find it. I apologize. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The one I reported was when you add a remote href, it takes in all of the contents at that end and changes the title and stuff like that. Yeah. I think I have two and I'll send them along.
Right. So I'll take care of that in this next week.
No worries.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope I can fix it until next meeting, right?
Okay, that's fine. That'd be fine.
Also,
go ahead.
Yeah. I also want to mention about the progress with the servers. It's the other service. And finally, so we have a meeting tomorrow. So with another more staff, and then so I can share some progress on next week, I guess.
That would be great.
So it was scheduled on tomorrow. Yeah, that's all.
That's very good. That's very, very good. Another thing I had on my list, but I didn't get to do this morning, I was going to do it before we started, was I really like, I think you mentioned this last week, the just using ALPS as the ontology.
Right.
You connected it with PHP doc, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I want to see how hard that would be to do in JS doc.
Uh-huh.
maybe make that a more common pattern, because I really like that. I really like that pattern a lot.
Right. Right.
But that's a, like just a futury thing. So I might ask you, is that also, is that an open source somewhere, the PHP doc mod, or is that something just internal?
Yes.
Internal or open?
Open.
Okay. So I might ask you for some of that, just to get an idea of how you're doing it.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see. I'll just talk later about it. That's a feature thing.
Right.
Because I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Very good.
I see.
Okay.
So because any project needs some centralization about the terminology, ontology. So, but we don't have any standard, right?
Yeah. And I'd like to, as part of my design series, my API design series, I always have a vocabulary asset to create.
Uh-huh.
Right. But I've been doing it just as a markdown document by hand.
Yeah.
Now I'm wondering if doing it as an ALPS document and then coming up with a document generator might be interesting. Like just sort of the documentation version of the ASD. I want to experiment a little. So I wanted to see if I could look at the PHP doc mod. I'll send a note. It's something totally separate. It's just an idea. I'm teaching the course again, and I wanted to see if I could work something up. So, because
I think it totally makes a sense. So if we have only vocabulary on ASD, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we still have some centralization point. Right?
Yep. So. Yep, and it creates URLs that you can use later.
Yeah.
That's also what I really like.
Also, ASD documentation, so you can include inclusion, right? Taxonomy, right?
Yeah. I just kind of want to experiment a little bit with that. Another feature that I wrote down was for ASD, when you're generating the documentation.
Uh-huh.
The possibility of using a link object that points to more documentation. I think Philip has talked about this in the past, where rather than using a doc element, maybe we're using a link element and that brings the content in. This is very, very experimental, but I just wanted to sort of noodle on the idea, think about the idea of creating richer ontology documentation. So it even has like more description, but that's a different topic. Just all experimenting on these ideas. So I think it's very good. I continue to use the ASD tool for this next patterns project I'm working on too.
Right.
It's been very helpful. Right. And that's where I'm getting these ideas about, improving the documents and stuff like that. But yeah, it's all just extra.
Interesting, because ASD is just starting from a diagram.
Yeah.
The concept of diagram. But if we have no diagram, I mean, there's no trans descriptor. Right. But still, there's some make a sense of the documentation, ontology and the taxonomy, right?
Yes. Yeah. So that happens very often, right? So when I'm first writing my ALPS documents, and running them through ASD, often I don't have the workflow steps yet, the transitions.
Right.
I start with the ontology and I still generate, like I generate the documentation, but there's the diagram is empty.
Yeah.
And then later I add resources. So it kind of already works that way for me. That's how
that's a nice workflow.
Yeah. For me, it works. Yeah. And then if we sort out the external include experience, then my workflow gets even simpler because that top section isn't all the definitions anymore.
Right.
It's actually just hrefs to other definitions.
Yeah.
And then I build up this master ontology.
Right.
That I can then build lots of diagrams from. So there are lots of things going on.
It's like this. We can think about the one organization, are the multiple teams, right? And these multiple teams can share one centralized terminology, right?
Yep.
With in each different team, among the different team, right?
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah. I can even imagine, this is imagining, that there's a team that manages the ontology.
Yeah.
And there are teams that manage the resources and transitions.
Uh-huh. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can start to break this up, but that's all just imagination. We'll see.
Yeah, I also want to the point, in your book, RWA, yeah, REST of mm-hmm. Web APIs. So mm-hmm. you mentioned like the 7 steps.
Yeah.
Yeah, to design the API. So the mm-hmm. first step is kind of like just list up.
Yeah.
The world, right?
Yep.
So without any transition. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
And this one of the steps is we say in English, normalize. Is that what we say?
Normalize.
Right?
And, database normalize.
Right. That would be very easy if I'm using a shared ontology.
Right.
Because then I'm almost automatically using the normalized definitions, the words.
Mm-mm.
So that that could actually shorten that step quite a bit.
Right.
Yeah. So, and that's kind of what we were thinking of doing with the imports, right? When we originally were importing schema.org, we thought we were creating a kind of a shared ontology, but it hasn't worked out that way. So the example you showed of using it as a reference for PHP doc reminds me that we have this idea of a kind of a shared ontology that everyone else can build from. So it needs experimenting, but it's been kind of interesting. It's good. Very good.
Yeah.
So Philip, what's your story?
I have nothing new to share. Sorry, guys.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Hi.
It's okay. I was hoping to do some more experiments with your service, your online example, but I just didn't get a chance to do it this past week.
It's okay.
It's I think now if I'm thinking on it, I'm not sure if I mentioned this last week when you showed it. Almost every time I show my unified utility, my little example that generates open API spec from Alps, I get the question, but can you generate Alps from open API spec? And I've always said, I know. But now that's actually what you offer, right? That's kind of one of the key elements.
It's just very, very basic support. I'm interested if there will be traction. So if there will be traction, I can spend a lot of days with it. But just now, it does just basic.
Yep. It's the same. I totally understand. But this is the first time I think I can start telling people that there's an experiment out there.
Thank you.
Yeah. I did a workshop this past week, and it was the first time I got a chance to mention it. So you may see some traffic. I remember I was a little nervous because I remember you have to pay if there's lots of traffic, right?
Actually, it runs on Google App Engine, and there is a very nice free usage.
Okay.
So far, I pay nothing.
Okay, good.
So, if we will get to the point, I will have to pay something, and we are speaking about $1 or $2 per day, so it's not a big deal at all. I think it would be good news. If you can, if you like it, please share it. But if you will play it, you will see the transformation from Open API to Alps. There is a huge space for improvement. And actually, what I would like to see is someone saying, hey, why are you doing this way, or why this isn't supported? We'll see if there will be some traction.
Good.
To me, it was nice exercise.
Yeah, I like the front end very much that you have. I was thinking about doing a similar online service for the unified utility, right?
Yeah.
But I thought, you know, you put some very nice features into the process. So that's another project that I have on my list here, but it's down the line, is to pay a closer attention to how you do the render the UI
part. Yeah, it's React.js. It's made by Facebook. Maybe you heard about it.
Yeah.
It's basically mainstream right now. Almost everyone uses it. It's pretty straightforward. And good news is that if we somehow turn your Alps Unified into a module, into JSON module, and maybe I can look at it, then we can just include it. And users, they won't be aware that there are actually two it won't be a service. It will run in browser.
Yeah.
But, it can be easily included, and there are the combo box showing you your options. So you just extend those options.
That's a good idea. That is my, I started another branch just this past week, but I didn't get very far to go ahead and modularize that. I just need to wrap it up, turn it into a module, and maybe that'll get a little bit better. So that's a good idea. So maybe that's another project I'll put on the list. That would make it much easier for me to get further along than have to recreate all of what you're doing. But I don't want to create a lot of traffic there that's unnecessary. So we'll see. I appreciate it. That's a good idea.
Or if you want to do it by yourself, you can just grab the source code and please don't hesitate to send me an email. I will share instructions how to run it, how to build it. But cool. if you can work with JavaScript, it's pretty straightforward.
Cool. I like it a lot. That's very neat. Okay. Well, that's really kind of all I have. Is there anything else going on, Philip, in your neck of the woods?
No, still the same situation.
Yeah, we're in the U.S. I think we said this last time. When it comes to the U.S., we do everything big, right? Which includes now the vaccines. So we have hundreds of millions, and now they're talking in the U.S. about people. Not enough people lining up for vaccines. We have too many. So it's very crazy here in the US. But things are getting a little bit better. And the weather's nice. It was like 20 degrees Celsius yesterday. So we were outside in the coffee shop, you know, enjoying the sun. It was really quite crazy. So that's kind of nice.
Good.
Yeah.
I spent the most day of this week to go to the see the cherry blossom.
Oh, yeah.
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 Apparently in Washington, D.C., they are also blooming now, too, which makes it very pretty.
Because
we have a lot of them in our capital because of the relationship with Japan.
Yeah.
So this was, again, sort of a record year, right?
Yeah. Yeah, those are the artists. The most warm year in this 1,200 years.
Wow.
Does it mean something, Akihito?
Yes.
Yeah. Does it mean something that is there some saying like if there is a lot of blossom, something will happen?
No, not like that. But Japan has a record over 1,200 years, right? So each date has a cherry blossom.
Yeah,
1,200 years, right?
Yeah.
And then, so this year is the most artist. So usually, so like 8th of April is just the middle or just the beginning, right?
Yeah.
But mostly, in most Japan, just finished. So this is too early. Yeah, this is very strange.
Okay.
Is it common to take some vacation time at cherry blossom time? Or no?
It's not vacation, but the people go out and drink or eating under the trees. It's like a, yeah. So even the some who don't see any flowers, but in only this year, this season, just everybody, virtually everybody go out to see the cherry blossom.
Wow. Very nice.
Yeah. And only 5 days, maybe 6 days.
Wow, all really?
Flowers and then gone. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was so short.
Very short, yeah. Maybe week, but maybe we have like 2 days in rain or some not good weather. So the good day, maybe 3-4. Very short. Only anyway.
So the only thing that might be similar, we have coming in Kentucky in about 2 weeks. We say in English, cicada. Do you know this?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, big as my thumb, these bugs. And they will come out of the ground.
All right, cicada, yes. Yeah.
Every 17 years.
Yeah.
So there's big millions will come out of the ground in about 2 or 3 weeks. And they last about 4 weeks and die. And then they're everywhere.
Yeah.
They're very loud, very loud. They sound like a motor.
Right, I know.
Big, full of trees.
Yeah.
So that's not as pretty as cherry blossoms.
No. And some old cherry blossom has a life of over 1,000 years.
Wow, really?
Yeah, imagine, so 1,000 years they are living, and each year, so just 1 week has a flowers. So 1,000 years.
So there are trees alive today.
Yeah.
That remember back to the 1,200 years ago.
Yeah, 1,000 years, kind of maximum. 1,000.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But actually, some 800 years, 900 years. It's there are not a lot, but there's some.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, very old.
We have the trees in California. We have the, what do we say? Sequoia. No, is that right?
Yeah.
Sequoia. Giant trees.
Yeah.
That's the probably the closest we have to that age.
Yeah. And many of the oldest tree in US or Canada, the place was a secret. I heard about that.
They what?
The oldest tree. You have oldest tree in the US, right?
Yeah.
But it's a secret.
To protect?
Yes.
Yeah. Because why? Because in the US, rather than revere this tree, our culture might cut it down.
Yeah.
Well, actually, what they want is just a piece. I just want a piece. I'll cut off a piece for me. For me. It's America.
But in Japan, there's no secret like that. So all trees, like for the worship or some very secret place.
What do we, in English, we have a word, we have, when you worship the spirit of objects, spirit of trees, we have, what is this word in Japanese?
Kami-sama?
Huh?
Kami.
Kami-sama. Kami-sama. Yeah, there's a word we use in English to describe this idea that there's spirits are embodied in all objects.
I
can't think of it right now, but yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like the same idea.
Yeah. Well, gentlemen, I don't know if I have anything more interesting to discuss. I have a very, these next few weeks are going to be very, very tied up. Almost every week I have a public event or recording to do. So this is going to be kind of a slow period for me, I think, a little bit. But I'm kind of picking off the ideas. I'll check the issues.
Yeah.
I'll find out what I did, but I'll make sure that I think I have two issues to log for ASD. And then... I might send you a question on the PHP doc.
Mm-mm.
And then, Philip, I'll also talk to you about the Unified. I have a branch opened, and I'll just see where how far I get. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, actually, I will take a look if I will find a couple of hours, and we'll see. It shouldn't be a big deal to just make a package from it, and it's enough.
Yeah. So. Yep. I think the problem is in my proof of concept. There's not good encapsulation of the methods. So it's kind of a bit messy. So I think I have to just wrap it up in a class and then make that class a module. I think I just need to decompose it a bit. And then when I do that, I can turn it into like an NPM package or something like that should make it pretty easy, right? So I might send you an email, maybe either through the list or just privately to see.
As you wish to make it a node package, you just need to add the package.json file and there are just 3-4 more important lines to fill. And as I say, I can help you if you like. So,
cool. Yeah. That'd be great. That'd be great. I know I have a NPM account as well. So I probably have a namespace for Mammon, and I think I've maybe used it 3 times. So I might need a refresher, and then that would be great.
So good. Let's make a module from it. Let's make the package, and then you can publish it, and everything will be on track. Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Okay, gentlemen. I think that's enough for today. Yep. Unless we want to say something else.
Can I?
Yes.
Yes, if we have a time, I'm very curious about your next book.
Uh-huh.
Right? Would you mind something little bit about your next book?
Sure.
Is this a point? Yeah.
Sure. So I think the next book is going to be about recipes for distributed services on the web. So it's going to be RESTful web microservices, I think. But it's not going to be about writing the actual service as much as connecting them. Mm-hmm. So there'll be patterns about designing so that you can connect services on the net easily. There'll be recipes on building servers that are easily connected and building clients that can connect to them easily. And one about workflow, just workflow patterns across services. So the idea is, how can we do the same thing that Kubernetes is trying to do, but do it with just open specifications rather than a proprietary system? Mm-hmm. So that's the idea. And I'm still very early in writing examples. So if it works, then it'll be a kind of opinionated, we say in English, right? An opinionated guide to creating services that live on the web and can easily be integrated, encapsulated.
It's more like a more practical.
Yes. Yes, it's much more practical. So it's really taking the ideas from the RWA book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And trying it's to make easy. Them, yeah, make them work.
Right.
On the internet.
Kind of like the answer of the RWA book.
Maybe, yes.
Kind of.
Maybe, yeah. kind of, yes. So what would it really look like is kind of the phrase I use. So if you did this in real life, what would it look like?
Yeah, because I feel like that book is like a big question.
Yes.
For me, yes. Right?
Yes.
So sometimes I found like it's not clearly answered.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
So you're okay.
Yeah, the book was really meant to kind of see if we can spur, encourage interest. And I've definitely learned many, many things since then.
Nice.
People have taught me showed me what they're doing. So that the idea is to create a book that you would say, oh, how do I do that workflow? How do I do paging? How do I connect this service to that service? How do I share them together? How do I do it, register a service, things like that. So that's kind of the idea. So we'll see. I have 2 more months of testing and research before I have to make a decision to sign for a book.
So, lie.
Yeah. So that's what I'm working on right now. And that's kind of what's taking up a lot of time.
Yeah, thank you for answering. And Philip, I want to ask you about that. Did you read the book, RESTful Web API? If not, I strongly recommend to read it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. If not, yeah. Unfortunately, so there's no PDF or any other, free media is, DRM free media is not.
No,
it's gone.
So Leonard's first book,
yeah,
RESTful Web Services,
yeah,
is open source now.
Ah, I see.
You can get a free copy.
Uh-huh.
So it's technically out of print.
Yeah.
But you can go to a website and download the official O'Reilly version of that.
I see.
DRM free.
DRM free. All right.
So at some point, our book, the RWA, will also be the same way.
It'll be
legal to have an open source copy of it.
I'm
not sure when that's going to be. So it might be another year or two.
Yeah.
But then it will be free as well.
Yeah. But Philip, I can tell you that it's one of the best book about the rest for, some publication. So this, okay. So it takes it took more than 5-6 years.
Yeah.
But I have a leading and discussion group, and it's running over 18 months so far.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's going to maybe another few months and it will be finished, but still.
Once in a while, I notice your tweets. You tweet the next session.
Yes, we are doing.
That's very good. Yeah. And can I ask, do you read it out loud? And do you read it in Japanese? Do you say out loud in Japanese, right?
Oh, no. In English, also, we translate with online tools. And we have
really?
A tool. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
The DeepL. Yeah. If you use the DeepL, it's most.
Okay.
It's possible. Yeah. It's better than Google translation. The DeepL is kind of like a game changer. It's
really.
Total.
What is it? Deep.
DeepL. So, 4 or 5 years ago, Google translation suddenly become a very, very powerful with the AI, right? And then everybody's amazed. And then immediately DeepL come later. And then so they are better. And so.
There's the link.
Yeah, that's it. DeepL.
Wow, okay. I'll definitely keep this in mind.
Yeah, this is amazing. It's a game changer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then so we have I and the Tikawa, the two guys, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then so I asked the Tikawa, and then other 20 people is listening. It's like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. I appreciate Tikawa very much as well.
Yeah.
I think I met him at a user group meeting, I think, in Tokyo.
Yes.
Yes.
So he was kind of like an organizer.
Yes, right? And you were there as well, right?
I was a speaker.
Yes, you were you were the speaker. I remember this very much.
Yeah.
I remember I had a great time at that event.
Yeah. So my talk is like RESTful is not only the longevity. And I wanted to say it's not only longevity, but you say longevity, right? So basically, the RESTful is like the longevity, the long term.
Yes.
But in that presentation, I said it's like more productivity. If we have a short term summer focus, but still works. I wanted to share some idea like that. So it's like more not only wrong, it's also
I remember because I often tell people, I don't as much as anymore, but I did at the time. I often tell people, well, it will take longer to build it properly with rest.
Yeah, yeah.
But it will last a long time. But you were saying, no.
No, no. No, no, no.
It will not take longer if you do it correctly.
Yes, yes.
Right? So yes. I very much enjoyed that talk. But I think the reason it, that works, the reason you were correct is because you show many techniques and tools to make it easier. That's the difference.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because right. I think, we're going on to another discussion now, but the problem that rest has suffered, rest and hypermedia, is no good tools.
Right.
People, very few people build good tools. There are great tools for GraphQL.
Yeah, yeah.
But not for rest. And you were talking about how important tools were, which I really like.
That's a point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know, maybe 5-6 years, and then so we reach.
Yeah, that's very good. Yes. All right.
Right.
So, okay, gentlemen, I think I'm going to wrap it up.
Right.
And I have a few things that I'm going to do right now. I'm going to take this extra time that I've 15 minutes of time and actually do some issues and some other things.
All right. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Stay safe, both of you.
Yes.
And we will talk again.
Right.
So long.
Arigato.
Arigato. Thank you.